Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is the Storyline book series from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. As Mother's Day approaches, we also remember mothers who are no longer living. Roy Smoot is a retired banker whose wife, Judy, was an artist, a mother, and a grandmother, who used her talent and compassion to help others. Roy and Judy wrote a book, It All Belongs, Love, Loss, and Learning to Live Again, with their collaborator, Melinda Fultz. Before Judy's death, the couple lived for a time in Georgia and Florida. And today, Roy joins us from Maine for part two of his interview by Skype. Roy, welcome back to Troy Public Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here again with you.
You chronicle the grief journey, 40 years with your beloved wife, Judy. And we left off talking about her death. What did she actually die of?
She died of glioblastoma, multiforme brain cancer. It's the same cancer that took Senator John McCain and the same cancer that took Ted Kennedy and Beau Biden.
During the diagnosis, you know, you both held out hope. You did fervent prayer. You had other people praying for Judy. Nevertheless, the end came, and when did it come?
It came on October 10th, 2016, at about 8:40 p.m. in the evening at the hospice facility we were at.
Roy, people who have not experienced grief, what was it like for you as reflected in your book?
It was incredibly difficult. I remember thinking, I felt like I was in a pit, Carolyn, and I wasn't able to get out of it. I also talk about grief in the book about kind of comparing it to a swimming analogy, if you want to call it that. Some people, when they're going through it, can find the strength within them to swim to shore. Others tread. They tread water and just stay where they are. And then there's another group that just gives up and starts to sink. I went through each of those phases, if you want to call it that, and I went through them at different times over and over and over. It's not a linear path, at least it wasn't for me. For people who have experienced grief, I'm sure you hear what I'm saying, that something can trigger you and all of a sudden you are right back in whatever pit you might have been in.
You also talk in the book about rage. Unexpected rage at this change in your world and how the rest of the world went on and there you were with the realization that your life partner was gone. And you talk about the swamp of pain. People may not know what to say.
I would say, first of all, if you don't know what to say, don't say anything, honestly. And I would also say some of the most impactful people who walked with me during my grief, they did just that. They walked with me, they listened, and they did not try to fix me. They let me sort through and live through that moment, that time period, that event, that pain. And that includes the rage that I felt. It was deep, and I could not understand why Judy was taken at the tender age of 62 with so many things ahead of us. We had just moved in a year and a half prior to our remodeled cottage. She had started her nonprofit. She had finished her expressive arts training, and things were looking wonderful. And all of a sudden, her brain cancer came to us and stopped things 10 months later.
After her cancer diagnosis, you both went through a period where you had to learn trust over fear. That became your goal. Judy finally said, "Peace is within the spirit." She was blessed by the kindness of others, and angels were watching over me, quote. That's profound.
She was able to transition. She was able to move from fear and anger to acceptance. And when she was able to do that, that actually helped me and our loved ones and friends around us. Like the middle section of the book is titled, How to Die. I remember a particular friend. Her name was Ellen. Toward the end of Judy's life, she was visiting with us, and she and I were talking on the porch after she had visited with Judy. And she just looked at me and held my hand and said, Judy has taught us how to live, and now she's teaching us how to die.
I want you to share a poem that you wrote on page 264 as you were looking back a year later after her death.
Be happy to. The title is 1 year ago. 1 year ago, you flew. 1 year ago, you left us. 1 year ago, you breathed your last in my arms. 1 year ago, we cried and wailed loudly and in silence as you passed. 1 year ago, God cried for us, with us. 1 year ago, God smiled and hugged you. Welcome home. 1 year ago, you cried with your daddy, tears of joy as you embraced each other. 1 year ago, my world, my heart, my soul shattered. 1 year ago, I whispered, fly. You flew.
So with all of that pain, you got through it, Roy. You put this book together. Judy's beautiful paintings that are so colorful, so full of life, so full of joy. You got through this. What got you through it?
There were a few things. One, I had a few very beautiful people who walked with me and journeyed with me. Another was a promise that Judy and I made to each other early in our marriage, that whoever survived the other, we promised that we would do our best to live. We promised we were not going to wallow in a pit. The other thing that got me through this was my faith, that there are things for me to do, that loved ones were still with me, that God knew what was going on. And there were times I actually pictured Judy with her father and other relatives who had passed before her, celebrating and having fun. And then out of the darkness of grief is my wife, June. She and I became incredibly good friends when neither one of us was thinking about that. And the start of that was when she showed courage after church one day and came to me and said, I have to tell you, Roy, I am so angry at God for separating you and Judy. And a light went off inside of me because I had a feeling of the pain she was feeling. But I said, we need to sit down and talk. I would like to listen to you. Because something inside of me said, you need to listen and try to help her through this pain that you've been going through for quite a while. Her husband actually died after we were married. And they had gotten divorced. And then he died shortly after. And that was a painful experience for her.
So you helped each other through all of this. One thing we need to stress to the listeners is that without love, there's no grief. Grief is love. And I want you to read a passage on page 294 when you put all of this together.
I completely agree with you. I came to call them as twins when grief comes. Your heart and your mind don't know what to think or what to do. I came to realize in my terms that they are twins. And the title of the poem is It All Belongs. Love, grief, joy, sadness, laughter, sobs, and tears. New life, illness, growth, death, temporary here, forever in heaven. Pain, hope, fear, trust. It all belongs.
And that's the name of the book that you and Judy wrote.
Yes. And that title came from something that I learned from her when she was going through some special studies. As she said, everything belongs. It all belongs.
So, Roy, how are you doing today?
Carolyn, I am doing incredibly well. I'm doing wonderful. I have the amazing ability to say that I've gone through life loving two absolutely fantastic women. I've been loved by those two women. And June and I are up here in Kennebunk, Maine, enjoying life. And every so often we get nudges from Judy, where she has blessed us being together. And
you have a website. Can you share that with your listeners?
Thank you for asking. ItAllBelongsBook.com. And you'll actually see some of Judy's beautiful art. We chose about 10 of her mandalas and watercolors to put on that site.
Roy, I want to thank you for joining us with this powerful story.
It's been an incredible pleasure. I feel like we're sitting around a kitchen table having a cup of coffee with each other.
That would be lovely.
Take care.
Joining us by Skype was Roy Smoot, co-author with his late wife Judy and collaborator Melinda Fultz of the book It All Belongs, Love, Loss, and Learning to Live Again. Thanks for joining us today for the Storyline book series from In Focus, which is a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.